there's this new person that's joined the conversation because of the pandemic, and that person is healing from some of that heartbreak of the idealism, and I think is able to hold more compassion for how contradictory people can be about why they come to education, has compassion for how much this job and this commitment to educating really works you as a person. It's really hard to be perfect. It's really hard. There's always something in your teaching or something, you know, in your own experience of one of your identities, racially, ethnically, like in terms of class, in terms of gender expression, ability, that like some facet that you're gonna miss, and then you'll realize that. So there's like some more compassion for adults. And the last facet of this new person from the pandemic is like, it's almost how critical it is that in spite of all of the more dark and pernicious things you sometimes see happen in schools, that you actually, I feel strongly like it is so important that you work on cultivating the joy and the hope for that little 5-year-old and for all the students you're in front of, because you actually kind of become, along with the other people in your school, hopefully, who are trying to cultivate that, you become kind of just beacons of like possibility. This may not be perfect. We may never be a perfect school. We may never be able to address all of these issues, but it's almost like we have to try. We just have to, which is very different from who I was in my 20s. Like a very, I think, like I thought that I could theorize and have like all my arguments set, and that would sort of answer what education needs to do. And just the longer I work, the more I realize like, it is a really messy process. It's like, yeah, it's all about process. It really is an art. I know that's probably a played out analogy, but it really is. And you have to be someone that thrives on that artistry and that messiness and the unknowns. So, yeah, there are a bunch of people.